Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Good afternoon and welcome to a special edition of the Noon Report. I'm Bob Price, and this is our Year in Review special report. And what a year it's been. From COVID to race relations, the impeachment trial to the presidential election. In many ways, 2020 will go down in history as the most consequential year in news ever. So what were the stories that mattered most? Let's take a look back at the issues and events that shaped our lives the past 12 months.
We now have a name for the disease, and it is COVID-19, and I will spell it COVID-19.
China has identified the cause of the
mysterious new virus.
Coronavirus,
it's called.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of Donald John Trump.
When we're done, we believe that we will have made the case of the president's guilt.
Are we having an impeachment over a phone call?
And he is hereby acquitted of the charges.
This is what the end result is. It's called total acquittal.
Madam Speaker, the President of the United States.
Did you just see House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripped up the speech right behind the president?
Oh, wow. That's something. That is something.
We're going to turn now to that devastation in Australia.
There's no end in sight to Australia's deadly wildfires.
It looks like snow falling. That's actually ash.
Major escalation in tensions between the U.S. and Iran.
Iran's general, Qasem Soleimani.
We caught him in the act and terminated him.
Soleimani was no ordinary general.
This was a bad guy. We took him off the playing field.
This is bigger than bin Laden.
Kobe Bryant died earlier this afternoon in Los Angeles in a helicopter crash.
He was, of course, one of the most legendary players in NBA history.
The Queen holding a crisis summit with her family in the wake of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's stunning decision.
They said they wanted out and they are out.
New developments in that scandal rocking Major League Baseball.
Stealing signs has always been part of baseball.
The Major League Baseball cheating scandal sending shockwaves around the world.
And they have done it. Chiefs are Super Bowl champions here in Miami.
The Iowa caucus was held yesterday and chaos ensued.
Thank you, Iowa!
Iowa, thank you!
So, you probably heard we don't know the result.
For the second time in 4 years, Senator Bernie Sanders winning the New Hampshire primary.
Bernie calls himself a Democratic Socialist. You're going to win with that label?
Pete Buttigieg dropping out.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is suspending his campaign.
In the race for the White House, Joe Biden is officially the Democratic Party nominee for president.
Coronavirus officially hitting the U.S.
I am officially declaring a national emergency.
I have today declared that the coronavirus presents a public health emergency.
You know, we're in a very precarious situation right now.
We're the ones that kept China out of here.
Europe's outbreak tonight behaving like a forest fire.
The most active hotspot right now is Italy.
You must stay at home.
French President Emmanuel Macron saying that his country is at war.
This is an NBC News special report.
Harvey Weinstein, the movie mogul behind some of Hollywood's biggest hits, is behind bars.
For the first time, we are seeing the moments leading up to the arrest of George Floyd.
The growing outrage in Minneapolis.
A summer of racial unrest now turning into a call to action.
Many, many people have sort of taken up the rallying cry of Black Lives Matter.
The commitment is to end policing as we know it.
There are some who are advancing as a political agenda what they are calling defunding the police.
I'm like, wait a minute, who are Black people supposed to call, Ghostbusters?
I accept this nomination for President of the United States.
I profoundly accept this nomination for President.
And that's it, it's over. This historic 2020 NBA championship belongs to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Strike three, Donovan
Christians have won it all in 2020.
A short time ago, we learned that legendary actor Kirk Douglas has died.
I'm Spartacus.
This just in, Don Shula, the winningest coach in NFL history, died today. This is breaking overnight. Country legend Kenny Rogers has passed away.
Oscar-winning actor Sean Connery has died.
Rock legend Eddie Van Halen has died.
We are coming on the air at this hour with some breaking news. We have learned that longtime Jeopardy host Alex Trebek has died.
Nancy.
Who is Larry David?
Right.
Monica.
What is gymnastics?
Yes, Ken.
I get to say it to Alex. What is OK Boomer?
Thank you.
This is a Fox News alert. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has died at the age of 87. Supreme Court nominations are always incredibly contentious, but just 40-something days ahead of an election, we are reaching new territory.
Today, it is my honor to nominate Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
I have been nominated to fill Justice Ginsburg's seat, but no one will ever take her place.
The yeas are 52, the nays are 48. The nomination is confirmed.
Good evening. I'm Chris Wallace of Fox News, and I welcome you to the first of the 2020 presidential debates.
I'm not going to answer the question.
Why
because,
would you answer that
because
question?
The
you
question
put a
is,
lot of
the
new
question
Supreme
is,
Court Justices, the radical question, left.
That was the worst debate I have ever seen. In fact, it wasn't even a debate. It was a disgrace.
This is the most important election in the history of our country.
I'll work as hard for those who don't support me as those who do.
It's election night in America.
We will win this, and we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have.
But look, we feel good about where we are.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will become the 46th President of the United States.
And I think this administration is going to bring healing.
700,000 votes, President Trump was ahead by, disappeared. That is unheard of. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional.
If there's one vote that is fraudulent, that's enough for me.
Biden won the early and mail-in vote. Trump won the election day vote.
Make no mistake, our democracy is being tested in this election.
You know, we're fighting two things right now. We're fighting the virus, and we're fighting fear and panic.
This isn't going to get any better. America is not prepared.
The virus forced businesses across the country to close their doors.
We don't know from month to month where our income is going to come from.
We're in territories that nobody's ever experienced before.
As a physician, I have never seen so much suffering from a single disease.
Many healthcare workers are fearing this spike in coronavirus cases.
It does take a toll. It's very overwhelming.
Our new normal does not mean that we will sacrifice our freedoms for our safety.
Give me liberty or give me death.
You're not wearing a mask. Why?
No, I'm not wearing a mask.
Why?
Because I don't need a mask. Open us up.
We control the government. They don't control us. That's what our Constitution is about.
If you're scared, stay home.
You're shutting our economy down.
You are looking at a live picture right now of Pfizer headquarters in Michigan.
Today, our nation has achieved a medical miracle.
Now it's just a matter of getting the vaccine to healthcare providers.
So we need to put to rest any concept that this was rushed. This is solid.
This is one of the greatest scientific accomplishments in history.
By the second quarter of next year, we'll have enough vaccine for every American.
The light at the end of this tunnel is really the vaccination.
But now there's hope.
While we may have more still to endure, better days will return.
Welcome back. This is our Year in Review special edition of the Noon Report. I'm your host, Bob Price, and we are taking a look back at the stories that mattered most in 2020. A short while ago, the Family Life News team got together to discuss our top five stories of the past 12 months. Here's what we came up with. Take a listen. Tracy Lynn, Brandon Dixon, and Bill Price. Can I get a show of hands? Anybody here sad to see 2020 go?
It's been a long year.
What a year it's been.
Yeah, indeed. And let's go over some ground rules. Nobody is allowed to say COVID-19 for at least 5 minutes. Okay?
We're going to have a lot of silence.
So let's get started. I'll begin with my fifth biggest story of the year, guys. And that, to me, was the U.S. Supreme Court, the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. This might be Trump's lasting legacy. And you think a typical president, maybe one or two Supreme Court picks. This president got three
in one term. And if Georgia goes Democrat next month, that Supreme Court may be the only thing that holds back a far-left agenda in 2021. So for me, the Supreme Court was the fifth biggest stir of the year. How about you, Tracy?
For me, my number five was the impeachment and acquittal of President Donald Trump.
Interesting.
And the whole phone call with Ukrainian president. And it was the top story at the beginning of the year. And then as that virus came into being.
Wait a minute. You said 5 minutes before you could mention that. You're breaking the rules.
I didn't say the name, but yes.
That huge, huge story. And I'm sure a lot of us will have the impeachment trial. It's hard to believe that that was this year, right? I mean, it was such a huge story when it happened. Brandon, your fifth biggest story of the year?
One that it's easy to forget in the midst of the other top two or three, and that is the weather. We had some of the wackiest weather on record. You think that the start of the year was the wildfires in Australia that just devastated that nation. And then we had the most active Atlantic hurricane season on record. I mean, you mentioned that along with obviously the ongoing annual Western wildfires that are continuing to be historic.
Yeah.
For me, it was the fifth biggest story of 2020.
All right, Bill, your fifth biggest story of the year.
I'm with Tracy. I picked the House impeachment of President Trump. Started 2020 off with a bang, the impeachment of a president. Of course, acquitted by the Senate over a phone call with the president of Ukraine.
All right, we got one down, four more to go. The five biggest stories of the last 12 months with the Family Life News team. Tracy, what was your fourth biggest story of the year?
This is where I had the Supreme Court,
the
nomination of Amy Coney Barrett as an associate justice, and yes, the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And like you said, I really feel like this could be the most lasting part of the legacy of President Donald Trump.
Brandon, your fourth biggest story of the year.
I was following in behind Tracy and Bill on this one with the impeachment. This was a humongous deal when you're talking about the impeachment of a president. And to me, one of the biggest stories, and maybe if we don't have coronavirus, maybe if we don't have election and some of this other stuff, then it's up there in the top one or two.
Yeah, let's go back to February. We would say, hey, this is the top three. Right. I had it fourth as well, Brandon, the impeachment trial of President Trump. Just the third in history. I'm not going to ask you guys to name the other two. but had school kids everywhere looking up Ukraine on a map. An impeachment over a phone call. So, Bill, what was your fourth biggest story of the year?
Death of RBG, confirmation of ACB. High drama at the high court. Death of a liberal justice, paving the way for the confirmation of a conservative one in Amy Coney Barrett. Donald Trump, three picks on the high court. Number four for me.
All right. We're counting down the five biggest news stories of 2020. And what a year it has been, guys. We've got two down, three to go. Brandon, we'll start with you on this one. Your third biggest story of 2020.
I had the social unrest. And when you think about the rioting, the protest, the counter-protest, the defund police movement, all of that going on in just a few months, short time, especially into the summer months, the social unrest was my third biggest.
All right. And, Brandon, I promise I'm not copying you, but I had the same story. We think about the iconic images of 2020. How can we not have the knee on the neck of George Floyd in Minneapolis? Black Lives Matter went from a grassroots group to a full-throated political movement that now is demanding a seat at the table. Race relations, social injustice, the defund police. I've lumped it all together. The third biggest story of 2020. Bill, what was yours?
I did copy you guys.
Okay.
Racial unrest. I can't breathe. Yeah. The death of George Floyd on Memorial Day, sparking months of riots in places like Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, New York City. We'll never forget those images.
Yeah.
Led to the defund the police movement, which is another huge story. Racial unrest, my third biggest story of 2020.
All right, Tracy Lynn, anxious to hear what yours was.
Yeah, my third biggest story, the cries for racial injustice. You know, I think we have to kind of dial back and rewind the clock a minute and think we were all under restrictions for months at this point. Yeah. And I think that created a powder keg. And so when this happened, it got everyone's attention. But the good, I think, that came out of it was this dialogue. Like, maybe now, because there is video, we can actually open up the discussion and talk about it. And for some of us who have not experienced some of the racial profiling ourselves, I think it helps us to be a little more empathetic.
Yeah. Great point. If you're just joining us, this is our Year in Review special report. I am joined in the news studio with news director Brandon Dixon, midday announcer Bill Price, and morning producer Tracy Lynn. And this is kind of a yearly tradition we do now. This half hour, New Year's Eve, we come to you with the biggest stories of the year. You already heard our sound collage set to music, and now we're kind of discussing at length what we thought were the biggest stories. We've only got two more to go, guys. And Bill, let's begin with you on this one. Your second biggest story of 2020.
The 2020 vote, the election. Joe Biden declared the winner. Half the country would dispute that. Early voting because of COVID led to record turnout. And the big question to ask going forward from this huge story is, have our elections changed forever? Yeah. The way we pick politicians in this country, has it changed forever? Early mail-in voting will be the death of the GOP. We'll see what happens.
All right. And I think a lot of us might have this as the same story. But the 2020 election, any other year, right, it's the big story of the year. Mm-hmm. And interesting to note, guys, the electoral vote, 306 to 232, the same as it was in 2016. And to me, it was the second biggest story of the year. Tracy, what was yours?
Also, the election 2020. From virtual conventions to politicizing that virus, car rallies, it was just very different. And as Bill mentioned, the mail-in ballot, it started weeks before Election Day.
Yeah. So Election Day is now Election Month, right? It's what it is now. Brandon, your second biggest story of the year?
I went for a complete shocker to change it up. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was an election. yeah, I had to try to break up all the election coverage here. But yes, the 2020 election, like Bob had mentioned, any other year, this would have been the biggest story. And it was a very contentious election. There was a lot at stake. But that is my second biggest story, because obviously we're going to be shaping the course of history and our country for the next 4 years as we go forward.
Count down the five biggest stories of the year with the Family Life News team. And you guys did good. I said we have to go 5 minutes before we mention COVID. I think we did. But, you know, just a few days ago, guys, we celebrated the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if that's the biggest story in human history, this is the second biggest, right? COVID-19. In my lifetime, there hasn't been a bigger story, a bigger news event in maybe all of our lifetimes. To me, the most significant, the impact that this story had on all facets of our lives is unprecedented, historic. Any term you can use to describe it, nothing like we've ever seen or may see again. Such a monumental event in human history, and one that I don't think we will ever replicate, and I hope we never have to. Mm. Brandon, I know what yours is. Yeah. Explain why.
Well, yes, of course. It started out as the novel coronavirus in China, and then all of a sudden it came ashore, and it came ashore quickly. And, you know, you mentioned obviously the impact on lives as far as death and illness. But then you talk about the shutdowns, the impact on livelihoods, athletics, schools, businesses being closed, people losing their jobs.
Let's hope that vaccine does the trick. Tracy?
Yeah, and this month we got a vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, the first one. But I still remember the images of earlier this year, seeing the people on a cruise ship. And then
like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, and then we heard about the Washington State nursing home.
Yeah.
I think that's where the first deaths were that we knew of at that time in the U.S. I think of B.C. B.C. has new meaning to me now. I always go, it's before coronavirus. Yeah, you know, it's just truly changed the way we do things.
Well, hey, guys, this has been a great 10 minutes, and it's time to end. And, Bill, you're going to wrap this show up for us.
Of Beethoven. I remember 13 months ago seeing the word coronavirus scroll across our wire service. I couldn't even pronounce the word. Huh. And just to fast forward to today and just to look at our world, totally upside down because of this devastating pandemic. The big question going forward, how much of an impact will this have on our personal freedoms, you know, moving forward? That's where I'm concerned as a news guy. That's where I'm going to probe in 2021. But the biggest story in my lifetime, COVID-19.
All right, there you've heard it. Thank you, guys. Bill Price, Tracy Lynn, and Brandon Dixon counting down the top five news stories of 2020. I'm Bob Price, and this is our year-in-review special report. What about our own backyard? What were the major news events this year in New York and Pennsylvania? Here to weigh in, the Capital Connection crew, Jason McGuire and Michael Gear. And welcome to a special edition of Capital Connection. This is our year in review special report. We're counting down the top five stories of 2020, and what a year it has been. So what were the issues and the events that mattered most in New York and Pennsylvania? Who better to ask than the Capital Connection crew? They are Jason McGuire and Michael Gear. And gentlemen, welcome to the program. Hard to believe the year is almost over. I don't think either of you are going to be missing it too much. But Michael, let's start with you. The five biggest stories from New York and Pennsylvania. What did you have, sir, and why?
Well, one of the biggest ones was obviously Pennsylvania being a swing state and the focus of the election on Pennsylvania, especially with the Trump rallies that happened in our state, setting records with crowds. The largest one, I think, 57,000 in Butler, Pennsylvania. Sometimes President Trump doing three or even four rallies across our state. That, I think, set a precedent for what we've seen in Pennsylvania in comparison to what would be described as President-elect Biden visits to Pennsylvania were few and far between and very sparsely attended. Typically, he would just come across the border from Delaware into Pennsylvania to Philadelphia to do those gatherings, typically people sitting in their cars. But those rallies in Pennsylvania being a swing state was a big story in 2020.
And it was almost on a daily basis, too. And that I had that as my fifth biggest story of the year as well, the Trump-Biden rallies in the critical battleground state. Jason, what was your fifth biggest story of the year?
My fifth biggest story is one that's still unfolding, and that's the congressional race in New York 22. I mean, to think that a congressional race with those tens of thousands of ballots representing hundreds of thousands of constituents is coming down to, you know, 12 ballots battling back and forth, ballots that are found in drawers months after the election. This is a story that's still unfolding, but I think it's a story that's going to play out in 2021 as we head to the courts, is what will happen in that race between Claudia Tenney and Mr. Brindisi in New York 22.
Very interesting. I had the Dem supermajority in Albany this year and what that might mean for legislation going forward as my fifth biggest story. Counting down 5-1, the biggest news events from Albany and Harrisburg with the Capital Connection crew. Jason, we'll start with you on this one, your fourth biggest story of 2020.
Well, Bob, your fifth biggest story is my fourth biggest story. I'm taking a look at what happened in the state Senate this year, the rise of the Senate Democratic supermajority, and not just the Senate, but also the Assembly. And there's a progressive wing now in Albany that's probably going to dictate the agenda for at least the next couple of cycles.
All right, huge story indeed. And in Harrisburg, Michael, number four on your list.
Well, I think it's a national story that had significant implications in Pennsylvania with the George Floyd killing in Minneapolis, leading to riots in that city, but then spreading to other places, including Philadelphia here in Pennsylvania, but rioting, looting. What has happened since then, massive increases in crimes, and Philadelphia is facing what looks to be the third highest homicide rate in the 60 years it's been measured. Difficult future coming forward in 2021 in places like Philadelphia.
Yeah, I had the fourth biggest story in PA, Act 77 in action, the impact of early voting this year, and I'm sure we'll be talking more about that with you, Michael. But in the meantime, two down, three to go. The third biggest news event in Pennsylvania this year. Michael, what did you have?
Well, I would say it's the actions of our governor, and basically that has to do with the COVID shutdowns and things, and sort of the grasp and embrace of power, shutting out the legislature in its efforts to try to partner with the governor and how the COVID crisis is going to be handled in our state. He's vetoed significant numbers of bills that the legislature sent to him to allow a partnership in how to deal with the COVID crisis, and terrible what happened there.
Yeah, it's not even an impacted Governor Wolf. He got infected. We don't know if Governor Cuomo was infected or not, but a lot of other people in New York was. Jason, I had COVID in New York, killing 35,000 people as my third biggest story of the year. What was yours, Jason McGuire?
Yeah, it seems like all these stories are related, and I'm just going to refer to it as the Cuomo press conferences, the rise of Andrew Cuomo as a national figure again. I think the governor saw that during this COVID crisis and the pandemic, he had an opportunity to seize the attention of not only New York, but the nation, and held daily press conferences, quite lengthy ones, that were covered. It led to his receiving an Emmy for his leadership during the pandemic, of all things. And I think that was the biggest story for me, for number three here in New York, is watching what has happened with Andrew Cuomo. And an interest, now that we're going into what's being called a second wave, to see him try to bring back the press conferences, but not to have the press in the room, to do it through Zoom. It seems like there was a little backfire effect this time around. I think it's frustrating the governor.
Yeah.
But the Cuomo press conferences are number three.
That was a huge story as well. And we've got three down, two to go. The top two news events of 2020 in New York and Pennsylvania. I had the nursing home deaths, Jason, in New York. What a story that was. They gave the governor an Emmy for his press conferences, but this did not bode well for Governor Cuomo, and the impact of that story this year, you cannot overstate it. But be interesting to find out what your second biggest story of the year was.
That is my biggest story of the year, is the nursing home deaths and the homes, the group homes, people with developmental disabilities and others. To watch the governor that has tried to manage this so tightly, to watch that issue get away. And we still don't know the numbers on the nursing home deaths in New York. The state continues to block the real number behind those deaths. And so there are people that are impacted by this, not only through the deaths that have occurred in the nursing homes, but it has also had an impact on families to this day that cannot visit their loved ones there because of various testing requirements that now are so intensive because the governor doesn't want to be accused of another outbreak, that he's not allowing virtually anybody back into these homes. And that continues to be a story, that these people are being left alone in these homes around the state. That's my second biggest story of 2020.
Second biggest story in Pennsylvania this year, Michael.
Well, I talked a little bit about Pennsylvania being the swing state and the Trump rallies that were breaking records here in our state. But the second biggest story in our state really starts in October of 2019 when Act 77 passed. You mentioned that before, but that created election controversy in our state that has continued right up until this date and going into January, with court cases still pending on a state Senate race in Western Pennsylvania, the presidential race obviously in uproar as a result of what happened with mail-in ballots and vote counting and what machines are being used. So many of those different things make election issues in Pennsylvania one of the biggest, number two story for us here, I would say, in 2020. And going forward, it's going to be something we need to look at.
Yeah, and you said back on election night, Michael, you asked a question, is Pennsylvania the Florida from 2000? We all remember hanging, dimpled, and pregnant chads. This one more to do with early voting, and why in the wide world of sports did everything shut down at 10:30 at night and not open up again until the next morning? That is a question we're still looking to get answers to, and I as well had that as the second biggest story of the year. Okay, here we go. Top story of 2020 in New York and Pennsylvania. Michael, we'll start with you.
Well, I think the big one would say that God has sustained us through 2020. This has been one of the most challenging years that people would say on record, whether it's the impact of COVID with the severe sickness and deaths that has come from that, or the economic impacts of COVID that have happened as well, with school shutdowns and holidays being, we're being told don't visit people, being shut out of visiting the elderly in nursing homes, and yet God remains on the throne, and we can trust in him even in these challenging times. And I think it's a time that many families have, in spite of these challenges, come together. People have recognized the value of churches, the value of community, and we cherish that, I think, even more. And that would be a good thing in a very difficult year.
Very difficult indeed. And Jason, ring the bell. You're the final one. Let's put a bow on this package for our listeners and give us your top story of 2020.
Well, I guess these minds are thinking alike, because I see a sovereign God who sustained us through these state shutdowns. This has been a very challenging year for New York as well. And, you know, in the Empire State, we were the first state to see this statewide shutdown. And it may be in January we're heading back in that direction, if you listen to the governor's comments. And yet, through it all, we continue to see how God has sustained us as an organization. He has led to even a Supreme Court ruling that has brought back, peeled back the religious gathering restrictions and allowing churches to meet again. That was a huge move in the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And we're just watching that God has seen us through this. Studies are even showing that people that are engaged in their church are weathering COVID-19 better than those that are not. Mm-hmm. And so what a great opportunity to have evangelism on our minds as we head into 2021.
Some insights and analysis there from Jason McGuire of New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms and Michael Geer at the Pennsylvania Family Institute, the Capital Connection crew on Family Life. And with that, we are out of time for this special New Year's edition of the Noon Report. We hope you've enjoyed reminiscing as we have and revisiting the stories that shaped our lives in 2020. I'm Bob Price, Family Life News.